Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb announced yesterday his plans to review and reform the state's Department of Child Services. The Department of Child Services is struggling to cope with a dramatic increase in the number of children in need of services such as foster care and counseling. That's due in large part to the opioid crisis, which is causing the agency's ability to provide services to children to strain under caseloads. Holcomb's announcement comes after a review of the state DCS found systemic dysfunction and a, quote, culture of fear, unquote, that contributed to widespread issues at the department. The review, which was commissioned last December, found numerous issues within DCS, many of which had already been well documented. The independent review was conducted by the Child Welfare Policy Group. It found that nearly half of DCS workers had caseloads which exceeded the legal limit. The group also found that the agency had a high rate of turnover driven by low pay and a toxic working environment. The review came on the heels of the very public departure of former DCS director Mary Beth Bonaventura. In her resignation letter, Bonaventura leveled harsh criticisms at Holcomb and his office, alleging the governor's appointee to the agency, Eric Miller, interfered with agency functions. Miller was appointed chief financial officer and deputy chief of staff at the agency after Holcomb took office. According to Bonaventura's resignation letter, the policies Holcomb and Miller enacted at the agency would, quote, all but ensure that children will die, unquote. In a press release from the governor's office, Holcomb highlights a few of the review group's 20 recommendations. Among the proposed measures are calls to treat and support families struggling with addiction, improved coordination among DCS's different branches, and a revision of internal DCS policies. The review also called for increased support for foster care families. The governor also announced his plans to dedicate $25 million from the state's budget surplus towards pay increase for DCS caseworkers. The governor did not comment on the department's current operating budget, which is currently $200 million over its $600 million two-year budget. Despite declining to take up any legislation to reform the DCS during its 2018 legislative session, the Indiana General Assembly approved its own task force to examine DCS and make recommendations for reformation last month. Governor Eric Holcomb's office did not return a request for comment on this story. For WFHB, I'm Jonah Chester.